A few months ago, our mayor, Jenny Durkin, said that Seattle isn't nearly as bad as all the critics are making it out to be, that it's all exaggerated, that she doesn't see many of the problems that have gotten us so much national negative attention. I think it's important to counterbalance what politicians are feeding us. I put up on my Twitter a couple of days ago a video from a local citizen journalist, Katie Davis Court. It just showed another street brawl in the middle of downtown Seattle. I saw another one where she was just, it was vile what was being directed at her. Katie Davis Court joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Katie, always great to talk with you.
Love coming on. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so just give me your reaction when you hear people like Jenny Durkin say that this de-evolution of Seattle is greatly exaggerated, because you're actually out on the streets many nights kind of chronicling what's going on out there. So what's your take on what politicians are trying to tell us?
I think it's a huge disservice to the community. You know, we have a Seattle City Council, along with our DA, Pete Holmes, and Dan Satterberg, who have culminated an environment in our city that is now run completely on disorder, criminal lawlessness, and violence. And because of their failure to prosecute these criminals that are protesting almost nightly in the streets, that all end in violence somehow, their failure to prosecute is just encouraging them to keep repeating. And it's almost like they are encouraging these protesters to keep the city almost under siege from being able to prosper.
And, you know, like I said, I don't even want to talk about what was being directed at you. It was so vile. But we're talking about a business community, a downtown where Nordstrom was attacked again a few nights ago, every single pane of glass broken for a block stretch. We had other businesses that have been under attack. What do you think, from what you're hearing, The people who are out there rioting, committing civil disorder, domestic terrorism on an almost nightly basis, what's their end game? What do they want?
They want, I know their end game. They are chanting death to America. They hate this country, and they want a complete anarchist environment. They are marching for anarchy. They're anarchists, and so they don't want any government, which is interesting because a lot of them also call themselves communists. So they're almost counteracting what they're actually marching for, because a communist government would be full government control in the end.
Right.
And so, yeah. And so I can't believe that we have city council members encouraging this when businesses, something that I've noticed as of recent, the last couple months, are people, just local residents in the community, are coming out that you wouldn't even, that are Democrats or leftists, that are coming out saying, you don't represent us, go home, we're sick of you guys burning, looting, murdering. And Antifa is not popular in the community. They might make it look like it is, but it's not. And at what point do people start speaking up? And I know that the police, they wish that they could have their hands more on the protesters. It's not the patrol officers, but whoever is their chain of command kind of has just allowed the anarchy to continue. And
what you're saying is absolutely correct. And here's what I learned a long time ago. People think that political ideology is on this line, and communism is at the far extreme left and anarchy is at the extreme right. But I would take that long line and I would make it into a loop. And I think there's actually a very thin line between Marxism, communism, and anarchy. They are people who just hate capitalism at both ends of the spectrum. And so that is their common goal. And if, since America is a capitalist nation, I think that they are bonded by that. They want to bring down our city. They want to, as you say, bring down our country, because they despise capitalism. And that's what I think is at the essence of all these riots that are going on almost nightly in Seattle.
Totally. And if you look at it, the businesses that they will most likely target are big corporations that thrived off capitalism. So they very very much hate capitalism, but also I just think that they hate their lives and themselves in general, because I don't know a normal person that would go out there nightly creating chaos in our country. And a lot of them, it's upsetting, because a lot of them are young teens, and you have to look at it, how are they being raised? And I honestly think it's just teens who are bored, who are suffering from mental health issues, mm-hmm. that are going out and feel like they have found some sort of community, but they're going down the wrong path.
Yeah, they have a gigantic void in their lives, in their souls, and instead of filling it with making themselves, you know, more productive economically, more lovable in, you know, relationships, they have chosen to fill this void with bile and with hatred and with violence. And I agree with you that, I think, and there's a much larger issue, but I think the breakdown of the family is the single greatest ill that causes all of this. And you're right. I think there are just a lot of kids out there who, I don't know what their family situations are, but I'm guessing they haven't been very good.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you know what? Because what's so upsetting about these protests is the attacks on press. So, you know, the police will refrain from going in because they don't want to become a news story. They don't want the focus on them. So they'll go in to these protests and make targeted arrests, because if they impede too much, you know, Seattle City Council goes up in flames, and, you know, the police impeded on the protesters' First Amendment rights. But at what point? You also have to look at it this way. In the United States, we have freedom of the press as well, which is also a granted First Amendment right. And Antifa, they spend their time attacking press, attacking local media, journalists, because they don't want their crimes being seen on camera. So when these attacks continue to happen, it's a huge disservice to the community, considering these protests need to be exposed. And the police stood back on two nights ago when press was attacked all night. They stood back, and that's actually impeding on press's First Amendment rights as well.
Sure.
So, I think it's time for local press to get together and say, what's going on here? We're sick of being attacked. And because that's actually impeding on the First Amendment rights. I don't think that Antifa's violent protesting, if police went in, is impeding on the First Amendment rights. But they're actually impeding on press's First Amendment rights. So I think it's time for local news, everyone, to get together and sit down with the Seattle City Council, say, what's going on? This needs to end.
Yeah. Well, look, I appreciate, I think it takes a lot of guts to do what you do, and let's go out and chronicle this. As I said, I think it's very important when politicians try to paint some Pollyanna-ish picture of minimizing what's really going on out there. I think people like you help counteract that. It's always great talking with you, Katie. I appreciate you coming on with me today.
Thanks for talking. See you soon.
All right. Katie Davis-Court, you can also see her work at The Post Millennial and at Katie Davis-Court on Twitter. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can text me at 98973. Lots more to come here on The Dory Monson Show.